Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got a fascinating lineup today with some truly surprising developments. Jane, I think the biggest head turner has to be Midjourney's pivot. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, Paul. When I saw that Midjourney, known for its incredible image generation, is now building full-body ultrasound scanners and opening spas, my jaw practically hit the floor. It's such an unexpected leap into medical hardware.
Right? The idea of getting an MRI-level scan in 60 seconds, all while relaxing in a spa, sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. They're really thinking big, aren't they, Jane?
They truly are. Partnering with Butterfly Network for the ultrasound tech also adds a lot of credibility. It's a bold move that could revolutionize preventative health, turning a spa day into a crucial health check.
From innovative hardware to regulatory hurdles, we also saw some big news regarding Anthropic. The U.S. Commerce Department has ordered them to get approval before foreign nationals can access their Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models. Quite a significant restriction, wouldn't you say?
It certainly is, Paul. This highlights the ongoing debate about national security and advanced AI models. It's a clear signal that governments are becoming increasingly concerned about who has access to these powerful technologies. And speaking of Anthropic, they're on a serious hiring spree. Nobel laureate John Jumper, the lead behind AlphaFold, has departed Google DeepMind to join them. That's a massive win for Anthropic, right? It's huge, Paul. John Jumper's work with AlphaFold was groundbreaking, essentially solving the protein folding problem. Bringing that level of talent and expertise to Anthropic will undoubtedly accelerate their research and development, especially in complex model architectures.
However, not all news for these labs is positive. Will Depew, a former OpenAI Sora team member, made some pretty serious allegations. He claims China has complete access to both OpenAI and Anthropic's internal GitHub and Slack systems. Those are incredibly alarming claims, Paul. If true, it suggests a significant security breach and could mean that proprietary methods and data from these leading AI labs are being used to populate Chinese open source models. It's a major national security concern. It definitely adds another layer to the tech transfer discussions. On a similar note, the U.S. Commerce Secretary alleged an ASML EUV lithography machine reached China, though ASML denies it. This is about the most advanced chip manufacturing tech, isn't it? Yes, it is, Paul. EUV machines are critical for producing cutting-edge semiconductors, and their transfer is heavily restricted. The denial from ASML, combined with China's active development of domestic EUV prototypes, shows how high the stakes are in this technological race. Back to talent, Andre Karpathy, a highly respected figure in AI, has also joined Anthropic. It seems they're really building an all-star team. This comes as LLMs are becoming incredibly complex, too, Jane. That's right, Paul. Karpathy's expertise in neural networks and large language models will be invaluable. The complexity of these models, with their various attention mechanisms and mixture of experts' architectures, really requires top-tier talent to navigate and innovate. And here's a fascinating statistic. Figure AI's founder Brett Adcock announced that their active humanoid robots now outnumber their human employees. That's quite a milestone, isn't it? It absolutely is, Paul. It signals a major shift in how these companies are scaling. With plans for robot headcount to exceed 700 units by the second quarter of next year, Figure AI is clearly betting big on a future dominated by autonomous labor. We also heard OpenAI's Rune arguing that pure machine intelligence will ultimately be superior to human-computer hybrids, citing the speed of biological brains. And internally at Google DeepMind, there's discontent as their models slip on benchmarks. It just goes to show how fierce the competition is, Paul. Even top labs face challenges, and the debate over the ultimate form of AI continues to evolve. It's a dynamic landscape, to say the least. Indeed. That's all the time we have for today's digest. Thank you for tuning in. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for June 20th, 2026. We'll see you next time.